You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Wednesday, it's executive lounge time, and this week's executive is the incoming CEO, or the CEO designate at Time Bank, Carl Westvig. He joins me now to just discuss what he's looking forward to about this exciting new role. But more than that, we're going to get to know him a little bit better before he takes on the role officially. Good evening, Carl. Thanks so much for taking the time. Officially, you are set to start on the 1st of October, but I imagine you would have already started getting involved in the business, getting accustomed to what's happening. How has the transition been and what are you looking forward to?
Thanks, Jimmy. Actually, it's been fairly seamless in that I've been part of the Time Bank structure for the last 18 months, closing on 2 years. So I'm very familiar with the people and the structures and processes. And I guess now it's just about picking up more of the reins. But the exciting space, particularly as a digital bank, we don't have lots of legacy to deal with. And closing in on 10 million customers now. So quite a daunting task as well.
Absolutely. And you're stepping into quite an interesting sphere of financial services. I mean, a neo-bank effectively, or a digital bank as Time Bank is positioning itself in an economy that is largely still governed by traditional banks. How are you seeing just the digital landscape in South Africa? Do you think that South Africa is ready to adopt digital in a big way, or in the way that the rest of the world is doing? I mean, Time Bank has had its successes so far.
Absolutely. So, I mean, bear in mind that most of our platforms are through mobile, and we have a very high mobile penetration in South Africa. We obviously onboard through kiosk as well in the retailers, but you know, once people have downloaded the app and start transacting on their phones, you know, it becomes actually more a mobile banking platform more than anything else. And we're ripe for it. And we have strong telcos, strong history of adopting new technologies in this country. If you think of ATMs many years ago. So it's actually a great space to be in. And fortunately, we don't have the legacy. So we can leapfrog some of the old technologies.
Carl, before you joined Time Bank, you'd had an extensive career in various sectors. Take me through the journey that you've walked through. I mean, you're a part of various leadership networks and various initiatives aimed at fostering strong leadership. Just take me through how you got there and why you decided to be part of these initiatives.
So probably at the core of what I do has been very much in the sort of lending and lending space. Having started at the Fashini Group in the sort of mid-90s, and that was the time when credit was being centralized. So instead of being branch-based lending, it was moved into a central environment, which obviously at that stage, you know, my background was statistics. So I got into credit risk, so I understood the risk side of credit, and then was part of the founding team at Direct Access, became the founding team at RCS Group, and then we started a business called Retail Capital probably 12, 13 years ago, which is in the SME lending space of funding small businesses in South Africa. So, you know, that's been my background. That's probably the next stage of where Time Bank is going. You start building the lending side of the balance sheet. So it speaks to my skill sets. And then I've also been involved through the YPO networks and other networks and so on, which is, you know, developing leaders, having a bigger impact on society as well.
Speaking of society, we got unemployment data out yesterday that definitely doesn't look like a good thing. And I saw that one of the things you founded was Job Crystal. Do you want to tell me about that?
Yeah, it was many years ago. Sure. 2010. So it was probably ahead of its time at the time. So it was an online recruitment platform which allowed people to self-register their CVs and then gave the portal directly to employers. So essentially cut out the recruitment networks and allowed employers to direct recruitment. And that model was probably ahead of its time before the likes of LinkedIn and Monster and the others came along later. And it was still sort of very entrenched that HR managers did recruitment through recruitment agencies. So, but that's shifted. And Job Crystal today still exists with one of the people I founded it with.
Enough about work, Carl. What do you do when you're not thinking about work? How do you wind down?
Travel is a big thing. So I was just fortunate now to spend the last 2 weeks in Paris for the Olympics, which was just mind-blowing, just to see the level of performance and what they've achieved. It's just phenomenal. So travel is a big part for me. I used to be big into trail running, but age catches up with you, and the knees don't work so well. So I'm now back into squash and sport. And then I guess I'm a collector of wine too. I enjoy my as a Cape Townian, you always have to enjoy what's around you.
What's your favorite winery? A recommendation, someone coming down to Cape Town for a weekend trip, what's the one winery you have to visit?
Yeah, I have a couple in mind. I mean, so some are out of town. I mean, Cederberg for me has always been a spectacular winery, as David Nivart. Paul Kluver makes some of the most spectacular Pinot Noirs and Chardonnays. Molyneux and Lou, they're doing some phenomenal work. I mean, obviously, then you get the flagship guys like the Urban Sardis, etc. So, yeah, we're blessed in the Western Cape.
No doubt about that. Carl, what's your favorite movie?
Sure. That's a tough one. I mean, one of the things to mind was Shawshank Redemption. It was just a complete epic. Yeah, let's stop there. There's so many I could mention.
Okay. If you had to revisit one destination you've traveled to in the past, what would that be and why?
Probably Japan, Tokyo.
That's interesting.
And it's so foreign to what we used to, in that it's a very homogenous population. I mean, the Japanese is effectively one tribe, very strong cultures, long histories. It's just a fascinating, fascinating place to visit, and very different from what you'd experience anywhere else, which has become very cosmopolitan and broad. It's almost untainted, if that makes sense.
That's quite interesting. Are you reading anything at the moment?
I tend to dive back into fiction to sort of clear my mind. But I do read lots of, business books, lots of autobiographies, particularly of business people and what they've developed. I don't have names you offhand, but I've loved the Outliers, the Malcolm Gladwell series, where he analyzes deeply, motivations, why people do things, why things work the way they work. It's a fascinating series.
That's very interesting. Carl, is there one, if you could choose your prison meal, one meal that you could never give up, no matter what happened, what would that be?
I think I'll probably go back to comfort food like lasagna. There's nothing better than a great lasagna and made the day before. So it's all nicely fused.
That's very interesting. That's quite the perspective to say it's a traditional meal. It's a hearty meal. It's a good meal, and I suppose it pairs well with a wine.
It will, with a good red wine, I think.
Carl, what are you most looking forward to about your new team, your new role? What is something that excites you about the change you think you might be able to affect within the Time Bank business?
For me, it comes down to people. And it's, I think there's firstly, there's a great team of individuals. So we sold the retail capital business into Time. So we were acquired by Time Bank. And one of the reasons we did that is we have very, very similar cultures. It's a fairly low ego culture, it's a startup culture, it's founder driven. So there was various big similarities. So there's a great ethos already in the business. People are really dedicated to the greater cause. And to be able to pull people together, align them, get them excited, show them how they can be more than what they currently are, that excites me the most. And that's the development of the people. And the natural consequence is a better customer experience and a better product for the customer and greater growth rates. That becomes an output as opposed to an input. That excites me the most.
I can certainly see why Kunrad is comfortable with you as his successor. I remember speaking to him about these and other results a while ago, and it's certainly clear to see why, Carl, you are the CEO designate of Time Bank. I think we'll leave the conversation there. We wish you the best of luck in your new role. We look forward to catching up with you in the future on all things Time Bank. But for now, we'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, Carl. That's Carl Westvig, who is the CEO designate at Time Bank, joining me for this week's Executive Lounge.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.